AP Radio News. I'm Jackie Quinn. The White House is drawing a distinction between the sexual harassment allegations against President Trump and those against Senator Al Franken.
Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says there's a very clear difference.
I think in one case specifically, Senator Franken has admitted wrongdoing and the president hasn't.
Trump faced more than a dozen sexual misconduct accusations during the campaign. Sanders says he continues denying them, and the results from last November justify his position.
The American people, I think, spoke very loud and clear when they elected this president.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Should Senator Franken step down? There are mixed comments in Minnesota, his home state. Voter Stella McEwen says maybe not yet.
He's on watch for me. He's forgiven, but is not forgotten.
Franken is likely facing an ethics investigation. Officials in Westchester, Pennsylvania, say that a few residents of the Barclay Friends senior living community are still unaccounted for after last night's devastating fire. The ATF's Don Robinson says they're checking names against those in hospitals and shelters.
Before we make any final determination on that, we want to make sure we've gone through all those lists. And it is a chaotic thing you can imagine with the fire.
The mayor says it is possible, though, that not everyone survived. A strong earthquake has shaken China's Tibet region. It registered 6.3 on the Richter scale. There's no immediate word on any casualties. NASCAR driver Danica Patrick says it is time to hang up her keys.
This will be my last season as a full-time driver. My sister told me I was supposed to get emotional.
Choking up, she says that she'll retire after racing the Indy and the Daytona 500 events next year. Civil rights leader Jesse Jackson announced he's suffering from Parkinson's disease. This is AP Radio News. Russia's voted down a UN resolution that would have extended the mandate for the group charged with determining responsibility for chemical weapons attacks in Syria. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley's criticizing the veto.
In a world in which the Council's time and attention could be productively devoted to 100 different things, Russia is wasting our time. Conflicts are raging. Outlaw states are acquiring nuclear weapons. The human dignity of millions is violated every day.
Investigators are looking into a meeting in Moscow in June between two men who attended a separate gathering at Trump Tower last year involving President Trump's oldest son. The Associated Press has learned that congressional investigators have questioned the pair. They want to know why the men met in the first place and whether there was some type of effort to get their story straight about the Trump Tower meeting just weeks before it became public. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP Radio News.